Welcome back to another episode of the HUD Post podcast. I'm your host, James De Los Santos, and today I have a very special guest. This person has been a police officer for 25 years in West New York Police Department. For the better half of that career, he was a detective. He is also the co-founder of the West New York Softball League. He's a father of three and a graduate of William Patterson, and he is attempting to do something that someone has not been able to do since 1904. And that's elect a Republican sheriff. My guest, Elvis Alvarez.
Thank you. Thank you, James, for having me today. I'm honored to be on your podcast and allowing me to use your platform to spread my campaign message and let the people of the county know who I am. The
first question that I like to ask anyone just to get to know about them is about your childhood. Tell me about the West New York that Elvis grew up and lived in.
Oof, it's a very different place from what it is now. Not saying that it's any worse or anything like that, but just different times. Born in the early 70s. I was actually born in Jersey City. I'm gonna really date myself. It was before Jersey City Medical Center. It was Margaret Haig Hospital. So there weren't many hospitals in North Hudson at the time. So I think that's why I was probably born there. But my family came in the early 60s from Cuba. And I was born in West New York, born and raised, like I said. Had a great childhood, great community, very tightly knit. Everybody knew each other. It was a community where people were there for generations, and they built really strong roots with everybody in the community, from coaches to teachers, firemen, police officers, even the political figures at the time knew a lot of the kids by name.
Tell me, how did you become a police officer? Is that something as a child that you were looking to do, or is that something that just happened?
A little bit of both. The kid I wanted to, it was either be a police officer or a fireman. I wasn't sure. After graduating high school, I went on to college, to William Patterson. And as I started taking courses, most of my courses dealt with sociology and also criminal justice. I wound up getting my bachelor's degree from William Patterson University in sociology and a concentration of criminal justice. And by the time I was graduating, I said, I think I want to be a police officer. I want to serve the public. I played all three sports as a child, and I played football in high school for Memorial. And most of my mentors or most of my coaches were all cops and firemen. They were very deeply rooted and present in our community. They gave a lot of their time as volunteers to help mentor and steer the youth in a great direction, in a positive direction.
Tell me about your time in the police department. You know, what's the difference between police officer and detective, and how that changes or that affects your career or the trajectory of your career inside the department?
That's a great question. So with police officing, no matter what you do, if you're a police officer or a detective, you're always dealing with the community firsthand. You're out in the street dealing with people. And what I mean by dealing with people, I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean, interacting, getting out there, letting the people know who you are, letting them know that you're there. Not to only enforce the law, but to help. I think that that's the first and most important thing. You're there to help the community, and you're there for them. You're not working for yourself. You're not working for anybody. You're working for the community at large, and you're always working for their best interest. So whether it's your most vulnerable parts of the community, which go from your very young, your youth, to your elderly, first and foremost, their safety and their overall well-being should be a priority to you as a police officer. So getting to the second part of your question, when you become a detective, you deal with things a little more in depth. It may be a situation not only be a crime, or it could be just a situation someone's well-being. Sometimes a detective is used as an intermediary between families that are having some kind of dispute, neighbors, and stuff like that. Also, the mainstream, when someone sees a detective, it's usually a crime scene or something a little more egregious. So we do a little bit of both, almost kind of a little bit of counseling added with enforcing the law. But at that level, you're actually dealing with people in the community a little more in depth and probably more than one time. So you really get to meet the people and know the situation at hand, whatever issue that they're having that they need help with.
How do you think this experience helps with a person running for sheriff? And what type of policies or changes do you plan on making based on those experiences?
Well, I think it's very important. Besides my educational background in sociology, for people that don't know what sociology is about, it's about the study of different cultures and what affects them in their neighborhoods, whether it's an urban setting, a suburban setting, a rural setting. Also, what affects them personally, social inequalities, economic inequalities, stuff like that that affects our neighborhoods and our communities. So having said all that, Hudson County is a very diverse community. You have very areas that are very affluent, and you have areas that are impoverished, unfortunately. Having experienced that in West New York, we have a little bit of both. I feel that makes me well-rounded and helps me help or assist people in need.
And now I hear you say phrases like social and economic equalities, and those are terms usually I would hear from a Democrat side. So tell me how those align with your values and how that aligns with the values of the Republican Party in Hudson County specifically.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. So that's why I'm so happy to be here. So you can meet a Republican candidate that is born and raised here in Hudson County, but people have a stigma toward the Republican Party. And I'm going to go back to a saying that says, this is not your granddad's Republican Party, because it really isn't. People assume or traditionally have equated the Republican Party with the old white hedge fund man, you know, sitting in a boardroom, making millions of dollars while everybody else is impoverished. And that's not true anymore. The Republican Party has made a huge momental shift. I'm the only candidate running countywide, and I'm running with people of Asian descent, Caucasian descent, Latino, which I'm one of them, Indian descent, even African Americans, not directly in Hudson County right now, but in the state that are running Republican. So there has been a shift. My first president that I voted for was Bill Clinton. I was a Bill Clinton Democrat. So through the times have changed. People grow. They see things in a different view. But having said all that, I'm from Hudson County. We're a big, diverse melting pot. It's all about giving back and helping the people. Everyone is not, unfortunately, at the same level economically or socially with their family structure, which gives them a disadvantage. So anybody listening to this is going to say, whoa, this does not sound like a Republican. But like I said, there has been a shift in the party. And that's why a lot of Latinos, if you look at the statistics, have moved over to the Republican Party for different reasons. It could be social issues. It could be economic issues. It could be, you know, law enforcement, whatever it may be. But so I'm going to go back and say, we're not your granddad's Republican Party. The party has changed. We're more, especially in Hudson County, we're more toward the middle. We're moderates. We're not your Alabama Republicans.
Understood. Now, you mentioned you're the only countywide election right now, you know, as the Republican, as the top Republican. So a victory for you would pretty much define what the Republican Party means in Hudson County. So can you tell me what a Sheriff Alvarez Republican Party, you know, what their guiding principles would be?
Sure. So yeah, I'm actually trying to make history. There hasn't been a Republican sheriff in 120 years. Mm-hmm. I can even give you the guy's name. It was John Kaiser, 1905, I believe. He became the Republican and the only Republican since then sheriff. So having said that as well, my approach and my policies in the office would be community-based. Now, it sounds very cliche, some people may say, but that's the platform I've been running on and I will continue to run on. I firmly believe in community. I said in another interview, a police department is only as strong as its community. They need to know that we work for them. They need to know there has to be a little more transparency and responsibility, and they need accessibility to the sheriff. I would start, well, one of my points would be, I would have a monthly walkthrough all the towns. And this goes Jersey City. If you're listening, I would start with Jersey City, because through my whole campaign, my biggest critics have been Jersey City, and it's understandable. But this is not, you know, I'm not trying to take the easy road. When I'm elected, I'm not going to go, say, to West New York, where I got most of my votes. I'm going to go to the communities where I got my least votes to try to build a trust, to try to break down those walls, that stigma, and say, what do you need from me? What do you need to make me and you, the community, a partnership? And that's what it's all about. I strongly believe in that because I lived it and I led by that. In all the years that I was a police officer, I coached youth baseball, football, and basketball. Also co-founded the Girls Softball League, which is thriving now today with over 100 members in West New York. I co-founded it with a gentleman from West New York as well, Hiram Gonzalez, really good friend of mine, who's also involved in the community. So I'm not just saying these things. I've lived it. I've given back. I've been a benefactor as well to a lot of kids that couldn't afford a uniform or afford a glove or didn't have spikes. If you're in a position to give back, you should give back. It should be a mandate to give back. I was fortunate enough to grow up in the town in the early 80s when our recreation program was unsurpassed. We had everything we needed. So I think that when you're in a position to give back, it's your calling. So that's basically what I stand on. Another issue would be I would start a program called Know Thy Neighbor. And that would be involving, I would actually get involved in that too. So we would knock on doors within certain districts and certain neighborhoods in the area. And we would knock on doors and say, hey, for example, Joe, I don't know if you know, we're going to be there in uniform. This is Mary who lives down the block. We want people to get to know each other, because when people in the community know each other, they will help each other. Nowadays, it's not the same sense of community. People lock their doors. They pull their shades down. They're afraid as soon as nightfall comes. So we want to be in the community at all times to try to make people feel safe, but also make the neighbors know each other, which a lot of times back in the day when I grew up, I could name every single family on my block by name. That really doesn't happen anymore. That sense of community is lost.
So yes, well,
those are some of the points that I would run on or actually implement as sheriff.
Understood. So I want to talk about this recent endorsement you picked up. I think, I know we spoke about this before, it really changed the trajectory of your campaign. And that was picking up a big endorsement from the North Bergen commissioners, specifically North Bergen Mayor Nick Sacco, and then also the outgoing incumbent sheriff. Tell me about that relationship and tell me what that means to your campaign and the signal it sends to the rest of the county.
Well, I think that it was huge. There's such a big movement going on now in Hudson County. It's a tight race. It's a heated race at the gubernatorial level and at the local level for so many different reasons. For the first time in a long time, you have Democrats switching over to Republican, some Democrats switching just to independent. And I think there's really hot topics that have people divided within the county. As per Sheriff Shalari's endorsement of me, I think it took a lot of guts. He was a lifelong Democrat, and I feel, I don't want to speak for him directly, but from the time that he spoke at my event and gave me his full endorsement, he just said that he saw a shift when it comes to law enforcement enforcing the law that he was no longer in line with. And it just, in his conscience, as being a pillar of the community in law enforcement for over 40 years, he was not in agreement with it. So it forced him to switch, and he chose the good of the people over partisan politics. So I commend him for doing that. I think it was a big monumental endorsement, and I know I would have big shoes to fill. He's been a pillar, and the people love him throughout the county. I've been campaigning, like I said, from the tip of Bayonne all the way to the top of North Bergen, and the majority of people overwhelmingly love Frank Shalari and everything that he's done for the different communities. So I thank him for his endorsement and for putting faith in me, and I know I won't let him down. Now, as far as ex-Senator Sacco and Mayor Sacco, as you can tell, I'm not really at a loss for words, but I was at a loss for words with both endorsements. For as long as I can remember, Sacco has been the mayor and senator in Northern Jersey and the mayor in North Bergen. He is beloved. He's beloved by people in West New York. When he was senator, he would come into our town all the time. People needed help. He always helped. My oldest son, as you know, went through the North Bergen recreation program. I actually coached up there for a couple of years too, besides in West New York. And the sense of community that he's created up there, they've been a model town for decades. So having been endorsed by someone of his stature, he's a New Jersey and a Hudson County legend. I won't let him down if I'm elected. And I'm just honored that he did it.
Since you're running a countywide election, there's two hot elections coming up, and that's in Hoboken and in Jersey City. Can you tell me about any of your involvement? Is there any candidates that you're backing? Or are you staying away? I'd love to just hear your insight on those two elections.
Well, I mean, most of the candidates are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gotten really involved, although I do have Republican running mates in Jersey City, Kash Patel, Stephen Bishop, Neil Shulman, Anthony Acosta. So I've been campaigning with them. I haven't aligned myself with any candidates running in Hoboken or Jersey City. From what I hear, McGreevy is the front runner. And in Hoboken, I hear Russo's the front runner. That's what I hear among the talk as I go through the county. To me, it doesn't make a difference who's in office. I'm willing to work with whoever is there for the well-being of the people. So just because I'm a Republican doesn't mean I'm not going to cross the aisle to work with a Democrat on the other side. We have to work together. We're Hudson County, we're a melting pot of a beautiful woven tapestry of cultures and ideas and religions. And growing up in West New York, we have a little bit of everything of that. It's a beautiful thing. And you have to work with everybody. We're working together. We're all together in this fight together to make Hudson County safer and a better place to live.
If I give you a magic wand, you're the sheriff and you don't have to worry about getting any ordinances passed or codes passed. You get to change one thing. What's the one thing you change as sheriff?
The one thing I would change, which I'm really big on, is mental health issues we have in the county. We have a lot of homeless. A lot of homeless veterans. I am from a family of a military family. I have an older son in the military. I have first cousins that were just recently deployed overseas, and some are stateside. Mental health issue is a big thing for me. I believe if there was one thing with the magic wand, I'd have the legislative people, whether they're running mates of mine or even Senator Stack, write a little more legislation, a little more funding on training with the officers, how to deal with mental health issue calls. And I would wave a wand and get all the homeless and needy people off the street, get them into housing, get them into mental health programs, whether it's for substance abuse or mental health issues. So that's a huge thing. Breaks my heart driving through town, anywhere in the county, when I see homeless people. We're the richest country in the world. There's no need for that. There's got to be better help. We got to do better.
During your campaign and since you announced running, what's the biggest misconception you've heard about yourself that you've had to correct?
I don't know how much time we have left, but I've heard a lot of stuff. Fortunately, I've been called a fascist. I've been called a Nazi. Look at my skin color. Nothing can be further from the truth. What people don't realize is that we shouldn't be pigeonholed into a certain characteristic because of our political affiliation. It should be more of our values. I'm a little more conservative with my values. I believe in faith, family, and this country. I love this country. My family came from a place where if you were speaking out loud and speaking your ideas, you were put in front of firing squad. You couldn't have ideas. You couldn't go against who was in power. So having said that, we appreciate this country so much. But the misconception is that, you know, because you're a Republican, you're racist or you hate people, you hate your own people. Nothing can be further from the truth. Like I said, I'm a moderate. I'm a little toward the middle, but when it comes to law and order, I'm a little bit toward the right. I think everybody should be a little bit toward the right. You shouldn't be liberal when it comes to law. Everybody should be safe in their home, in their schools, out in the street, in their place of worship. So I think the misconception is that, you know, you're pigeonholed to the one side of the party and they think you're an extremist and you only see one thing. I like to hear the issue before I make up my mind.
I will leave you with the last word. I'll let everyone know that the election is November 4th.
Yes, thank you, James. So like James said, November 4th is a crucial part in our county. It's a pivotal time in history. I know a lot of times the candidates say that, but this is really a pivotal time in our county. If I'm elected or when I'm elected, because I feel that our campaign has built a lot of momentum, a lot of strength. There's a lot of people with us, believe it or not. I want to let the people know, don't be turned off or intimidated by the R next to my name. I'm a Hudson County kid, born and raised here. I have friends and family from all type of backgrounds. We listen to the subject before we make up our minds. I'm a little more conservative when it comes to law and order, because we should have law and order. That's the only way our society is going to thrive. But other than that, get out and vote column B. Let's make a change from all the way to the top, all the way to the bottom. I'm at the bottom. I'm the last, but I'm not the least. So having said that, thank you for your support. And once I'm elected, I will be in those districts and wards in Jersey City and other places where I didn't get most of the votes. I want to change that stigma and break down those barriers and walls and work with the community.